Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. Want to start your own business but aren't convinced you have a million-dollar idea? That's all right, because someone else does. Franchisers. Franchise concepts run the gamut from fast food restaurants to sophisticated business services, and one of them might be right up your alley. But finding your perfect franchise match is easier said than done, and that's why we've enjoyed Steve Iskersky, the Senior Manager of National Franchising Services for BMO, to speak to us about how to identify the right franchise opportunity. He joins me on the line from his office in Toronto. Steve, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you.
So in your experience, Steve, who does being a franchisee appeal to the most? Who makes for a good franchisee?
You know, there's about 1,100 franchise systems operating in Canada right now. An individual franchisee prospect might fit one, but might not fit the other. I can tell you specifically, though, who would not make a good franchise candidate. And there are really two points here. One is an individual who likes working for a corporation, who likes or prefers to work 5 days a week, a 9-to-5 job, and is quite happy to work and take home a paycheck. The other side of the equation is someone who would consider themselves 100% entrepreneurial, who likes doing things their way and only their way. Franchising sort of fills a gap on both sides in that you are independent. You are working in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And that's a critical element here that can help when it comes to the business format, evaluating risk, and basically being much more comfortable knowing that there's someone behind you to help you as need be.
So what costs are involved in buying a franchise? Things like the franchise fee, various royalties you have to pay. What are those costs?
Well, you know, each franchise system is significantly different. I mean, there are very small home-based franchise systems right now where the franchise fee might be $10,000 or $15,000. In addition to that, there's a bit of working capital need a bit of equipment. In most of the major franchise systems that you and I are used to seeing on the street, there's a significant capital outlay when it comes to equipment and signage and leaseholds. In addition to that, what people often forget is there's a lot of money to be spent even before the doors are opened. We have legal fees, we have training, we have all the expenses, the prepaids that an individual incurs before they even open the door. So the extent of what it costs to buy a franchise can vary significantly, upwards of a few million dollars.
And where do franchisees typically get the money to buy their franchises? Are they often, you know, wealthy corporate executives or people who have received a big severance package?
There are certainly those who have been in the corporate world that choose to take on something totally different because they have that entrepreneurial flair, and they may have received a severance package or they may have received inheritance. But at the smaller level, even younger prospective franchisees, their equity has come from hard savings. Perhaps parents or family have helped. The important thing when you're looking at the cost of a franchise, as most systems realize, that the money going in really has to go in as equity and stay there. And most systems realize, in general terms, that whatever the cost of the franchise, the prospective franchisee has to bring in anywhere from, say, 35 to 50% of the total cost. It can be a significant amount. And the cost of buying a franchise is obviously a major factor when considering it.
So that 50% comes from the franchisee and the other 50% presumably comes from a lender?
Very much so. That's normally how it will work. You find out in the marketplace today that many of the established franchisors have negotiated financing programs with a bank or various banks. But they also realize that notwithstanding what a financing program might allow, the individual franchisee has to bring in what we would call unencumbered equity, not borrowed from someone else, because that has to obviously be repaid. Money comes in and it has to stay in the business. financing more than 50 or 60% of most franchise systems, quite frankly, the business will just not generate the cash flow to pay back that debt.
So I've got my unencumbered capital, Steve. I've identified a franchise concept that seems to be a good fit for me. What's the next thing I need to consider when deciding which franchisor to work with?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to step back and look at for a moment, as you mentioned, you've identified a franchise concept. If I can relate some typical examples of the calls that I get, individuals asking me, what is the best franchise to buy, Steve? And I often ask them, have they done their own self-assessment first? I think that in many cases, most prospective franchisees don't even bother with what I would call a self-assessment. By that I mean, you know, what do they enjoy doing? What are they passionate about? What do they like? What don't they like? If someone doesn't like meeting people, then obviously retailing is not the environment they want to be in. Importantly, what impact is it going to have on my current lifestyle? If I'm used to working only 5 days a week and want my free weekends, then this particular franchise might not be for them. If I have a young family and my wife is busy with the kids and also holding down a job, it's going to place a huge strain. So I would encourage anyone who's considering a franchise to do a self-assessment first. You have to know what you want and what you're prepared to give up in order to get a franchise.
That's a great point, Steve. Now, you're going to obviously want to look at the product category. You probably want a product category where there's some growth. You are going to certainly want to look at the franchisor's track record, ensure that they have financial strength. One interesting question, and I think something that is a trap for a lot of franchisees, is they do not know exactly how much information they can get from a franchisor to use as part of their decision-making process. What should the typical prospective franchisee want to see from the franchisor that demonstrates that the franchisor has the commitment and the financial backing to help them succeed?
Well, there's a few things that one can get. I always advocate prospective franchisees should ask and ask and ask as much as they can. The whole premise of buying a franchise is based on research and doing your homework. A lot of franchisors, based in which provinces they may be, have a disclosure document. Disclosure is not required in all provinces of Canada, but I strongly recommend any franchisee anywhere would be asking for a disclosure document that basically tells the history of the company and the officers involved, lists all the franchisees that this prospective franchisee might contact, gives an overview of the company. That's the start. Where most other information can be obtained that is really of value is speaking to existing franchisees. I'm of the firm opinion that if franchisees are happy with the network and results, they'll let you know. Conversely, if they're not happy or disappointed, they will also let out their frustrations by communicating to you what they feel is wrong with the system. All you have to do is walk down the street, drop in and see some of these franchise systems, act as a customer, and you can see within a matter of moments how effectively this franchise is being run, both from a franchisee's perspective as well as the input of the franchisor.
Finally, Steve, what kind of support should you look for from a franchisor? I'm thinking about things like training support, marketing and advertising support, that kind of thing.
Most franchisors out there will advocate, of course, that part of your franchise fee will go towards training. How intensive that training program is varies from store to store. At the end of the day, once the training program is finished with, you as a franchisee must be comfortable that you have all the tools to run the business. Advertising, I think you can see that in the marketplace now. How active have they been and what has happened over the years in terms of advertising evolution? New products, new store design. Advertising simply is not media advertising. It's how your location looks, the various product lines that they're introducing from time to time, and basically just market perception of that particular network.
Steve, that's great advice. Thanks for joining the Business Coach Podcast to speak about franchising.
Thank you.
Steve Iskierski is Senior Manager of National Franchising Services for BMO Bank of Montreal. He joined me on the line from his office in Toronto. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach Podcast. Be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit BMO.com/coach. And until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.